Welcome to Saturday Story Circle, always on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
If you're all caught up on your Dr. Floyd continuity, and really there's no reason for you not to be, you know that at the end of Season 6, Dr. Floyd's young protege, Dr. Grant, had passed his Protege 101 test and could no longer be Dr. Floyd's young protege. With news of his protege passage in hand, Dr. Grant left Dr. Floyd's Institute of Technology, and we now find him waiting patiently in a small but nicely furnished office at the National Sidekick Academy. As Dr. Grant sits gazing adoringly at the lovely crown molding, the door of the office opens.
Good morning. My name is Dolores Unger, and I'm the assistant to the head of sidekick reassignment here at the Academy. You must be Dr. Grant.
Yes, ma'am. I beg your pardon, but I was led to believe that I'd be meeting with the head of sidekick reassignment.
No. I'm sorry, she's busy, so you're stuck with me. Sort of the sidekick to the head of sidekick reassignment.
I see.
At any rate, I see by your file here you've successfully tested out of protege classification.
That's right, ma'am. I got a 98%.
Very good. That puts you up into the next level, which is apprentice.
Apprentice, eh? Oh, I like the sound of that. What does the job entail?
An apprentice works in close proximity with someone who is a master in their field, so you can learn the trade by assisting.
Kinda like a protege does.
Yes, but as an apprentice, you get better benefits, medical, dental, and a 2-week paid vacation every year.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Who would I be working with?
Let me look at the openings. We've got an opening working for a sorcerer.
Sorcerer?
Yes, apparently his last apprentice flooded his basement and he's looking for a new one.
I don't think I'm cut out for magic. What else is available?
There's an opening here for an apprentice Jedi.
Jedi?
Yes, in a galaxy far, far away. Says here his last apprentice turned to the dark side, whatever that's supposed to mean.
Well, no offense, but these sound a little too fictional for my taste. I'd prefer to work with a real person.
All right, let's see what we've got here. Oh, here's one that just opened up. Apprentice needed in an inventing lab.
An inventing lab?
Yes. Description says applicant must be willing to live in private quarters in a local well-known institute and be willing to travel for the job.
I can do that. I mean, that's what I have been doing in my protege job. Who would I be working with?
The world's most brilliant scientist, Dr. Floyd.
Dr. Floyd? I'll take it.
Excellent. Wait one moment. There is a proviso attached to the job listing.
Proviso? What does that mean?
It's a condition attached to the agreement. Says here, apprentice must be willing to refrain from making light of Dr. Floyd's smaller-than-normal cranium.
I'm not following.
You have to try and not make fun of his small head.
Oh, I promise. I'll try.
Great. You're all set to go. Report to the Dr. Floyd Institute of Technology at once.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. We'll keep monitoring your progress and then contact you when it's time to test out of apprentice classification.
Thank you, Mrs. Unger. See you later.
Goodbye.
And after one last look at the beautiful crown molding, Dr. Grant is out the door of the National Sidekick Academy on his way back to Dr. Floyd's Institute of Technology. How will Dr. Floyd react when he learns that his old young protege is now his new young apprentice? Will Dr. Grant be given more responsibilities now that he is an apprentice? And just how will Chips react when she learns of Dr. Grant's return, especially when she was already planning on taking Dr. Grant's old bedroom? She what? Find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
Episode number 72 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Leslie Harmon as Dolores Unger. Music for this episode by Jody Whitesides, www.jodywhitesides.com. This episode was written by Grant Pachoco and recorded in Dr. Floyd Studios in beautiful downtown Burbank, California. Get your parents' permission and give us a call on our voicemail line at area code 818-332-3053. Episode number 72 of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2009 Dr. Floyd Industries, LLC. All rights reserved.
Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's now time for Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message for you members of the Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation. Remember, kids, only official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Rangers can decode Dr. Floyd's secret message with the secret decoder ring available only from www.imaginationranger.com. All right, grab your secret decoder rings and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Remember, Dr. Floyd is counting on you. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message for episode number 72, Moving On Up. 4, 1, 24, 1, 3, 17, 14, 2, 3, 15, 13, 7, 1, 17, 18, 17, 13, 11, 1, 23, 18, 17, 24, 3, 9, 8, 20, 3. And that was a message from Dr. Floyd himself to all his Imagination Nation Rangers. You can join Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation and become an Imagination Nation Ranger only at www.imaginationranger.com. And until next time, set your imagination to fun!
Classical and brand new audio dramas through the Mutual Audio Network. Subscribe through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or iHeartRadio today. There's 8 different podcasts, one for each day of the week and genre, and the Mutual Audio Network broadcast feed so you don't miss a day of your favorite shows. Subscribe to Mutual Audio tonight. Good night.